Well, we see Drive Mark Braybrook on this Wednesday afternoon. You may have seen some extraordinary pictures and footage of a typhoon that has hit Japan. It's the strongest to hit the country in 25 years. It hit Typhoon Jebi, is the name of it, bringing heavy rain and winds up to 170 kilometres an hour. And in Osaka Bay, it swept a tanker into a bridge. It's just extraordinary scenes. Now, a Brisbane family is over there. Michelle Parry is there with her family, two children in Osaka, and experienced it, not for the first time, the second time she's been in a typhoon in Japan. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How was it? Scary?
Well, actually, we were in a really good hotel where if you had just sort of stayed inside and maybe slept all day or even just been inside with the windows shut, you would have just thought you were in a storm. But once you sort of ventured outside, you could see that it was pretty scary. I mean, the winds that was just howling through the buildings was, pretty intense.
Now, a number of people have died. There's been a number of injuries. What is the situation now?
Well, everyone seems to be on high alert. All of last night and yesterday, we had police driving through the streets. You could just hear the sirens of fire trucks and emergency services just driving through the streets. And we went for a walk out for dinner last night, and you could see the damage. There was glass doors that had been shattered. There was branches everywhere. My husband actually had to step out yesterday because he needed to get some food for the kids, and he'd only had to travel like maybe less than 15 metres, and he saw scaffolding that had come away from a building and air conditioner had fallen down. So there is, some widespread damage, and just seeing the news, it's been pretty horrific. The damage, as you mentioned, the tanker that had smashed into a highway bridge, the local airport is flooded. So, everyone seems to be on high alert at the moment. So we're just sort of bunking down and not really doing much.
Is there the chance of another typhoon to hit, or is it a little bit like cyclones here in Australia? Once it's moved through, you clean up the damage?
Yeah, just judging from the news, that it's sort of moving off. There is a chance that it's going to hit the upper part of Japan, like Hokkaido, before moving off, I believe, to China and that sort of area. But I think it is just like Australia. Once it's sort of moved away, then that's it. I have had a look at the weather, and it says it's going to be raining from, I think, Friday onwards. So I'm not really sure what that weather pattern means, but it'd be interesting to see what happens.
The Japanese are always very organised and very good at structural things. Did you get much warning? Was there preparations in place knowing the typhoon was coming?
There was, actually. For a few days, actually, when we touched down here on the 27th of August, they had already had things on the news saying, look, we've had this many typhoons, the possibility of another one coming. And even in the lead up when we came here, our concierge downstairs had left a note for us saying, look, there's going to be a typhoon coming. It's probably best that you stay at home. There's notes all over the walls in our hotel just saying to stay indoors. And when you look at the news, every channel, they actually have on the bottom left hand screen a little picture of where the typhoon is actually tracking. And that's on every single channel. So even if you didn't want to watch the news anymore, there's a little thing there saying, look, this is where it is. And then when you do watch the news, they've got alerts all the time saying, look, this is the trains are down and this is the damage and this and that. So, it's really constant here. And it'd be interesting to see if Australia sort of adopts some of those things as well.
Well, thanks very much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Michelle Parry there. Family with a husband and two kids in Osaka in Japan. That typhoon, 8 people dead, 200 injuries, winds up to 172 kilometres an hour. I'm not sure whether you've seen any of the footage on the TV, but massive tankers being just swept away and thrown away by the wind. Part of the railway station roof came down. More than 1 million people have been told to evacuate their homes amid warnings of high waves, flooding and mudslides. Tens of thousands without power and people just urged to move to safety. And Michelle and the family in the middle of that. And it's the second time in Japan they've had to live through a typhoon. So there's going to be an alarm, I think, next time she goes to Japan, that she's not allowed in the country to keep the family out. If every time she goes there, there's a typhoon. But luckily they're safe and well.